Each Tuesday morning at this time, we visit with the fact checkers at PolitiFact Virginia, a unit at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, checking the facts on claims made by and about Virginia political figures. We're joined again this morning by reporter Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Recently, you fellows wrote about a statement made by Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly of Northern Virginia. And he was replying, of course, to Republican claims that Ronald Reagan never raised taxes and was in favor of lower taxes. And he made the statement that Reagan, during his term as president back in the 80s, raised taxes in 1982, 84, 85, 86, and 1987. So you checked out the facts and figures on that. What'd you find out?
Well, Reagan campaigned as a tax cutter back in 1980, and during his presidency, the top tax rate decreased from 70% in 1981 down to 28% in 1986. But to combat rising deficits and debt, Reagan at times also approved increased taxes. Actually, Reagan signed off on at least one tax increase from 1982 through 1987. For example, in 1982, the Highway Revenue Act increased the gasoline tax by about $3.3 billion. And in 1987, Reagan signed the Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act that extended the telephone excise tax and eliminated a real estate tax deduction loophole. But a key thing to keep in mind is that the overall tax burden on businesses and individuals went down under Reagan. When Reagan took office in 1981, federal taxes were 19.6% of GDP. But by the end of his second term, federal taxes were 18.2% of GDP. Still, there's no doubt that Reagan was willing to cut budget deals that included raising revenues, so we rate Connolly's claim true.
You also checked out a couple of claims in an ad by a group called American Crossroads attacking Senate candidate Tim Kaine, the Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate this year in Virginia. And one of those statements was, quote, as Virginia lost over 65,000 jobs, Tim Kaine put partisan ambitions first by serving as Democratic National Committee chairman during the last year of his governorship. You checked that. What'd you find?
Well, American Crossroads, as you mentioned, Wayne, is focusing on Virginia's economy from January 2009 to January 2010, which was Kaine's last year as governor and a time when he was also serving jointly as the chairman of the Democratic National Committee. And during that time, Crossroads noted the seasonally adjusted number of unemployed Virginians rose by just over 65,000. But economists typically look at different figures gleaned from businesses on the number of employees that those establishments say that they have. A quarterly census of business conducted by the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed that between January 2009 and January 2010, the number of employees in Virginia dropped by 84,000. So we don't have an issue with the number Crossroads cited, but is Kaine to blame for the job losses? Now, during this time, keep in mind, the U.S. was still limping out of a national recession. The national unemployment rate increased by 1.9% from January 2009 to January 2010. And in Virginia, the unemployment rate increased by 1.5%. That unemployment rate increase in Virginia was lower than the jobless rate spikes in about two-thirds of the other states. Economists have also told us repeatedly that governors have a limited impact on the economies in their state and that they get too much blame when things are going badly. So we rate the claim half true.
Okay. Now, in that ad, American Crossroads also claimed that Kaine urged $500 billion in Medicare cuts. True or false?
Well, this is a common Republican talking point, and it relates to Medicare reforms in the 2010 Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Now, American Crossroads referred us to three items written when the law was approved in the week of March of 2010, and two of them were news stories saying the legislation would cut Medicare by $500 billion. And the third item was a Congressional Budget Office estimate of the costs and savings in the health care bill. Now, the nonpartisan CBO, the nonpartisan agency, estimated the bill would reduce the projected cost of Medicare by $455 billion. Now, the CBO estimate became the basis for a tutorial by the Kaiser Family Foundation on how the law reforms Medicare. Now, some changes increased Medicare spending to improve benefits and coverage, while other provisions slowed spending through various cost-saving measures. Now, a key point is that the law, according to Kaiser, doesn't cut $500 billion from current Medicare spending, but rather slows future spending growth. An updated CBO estimate says the law contains about $564 billion in cost savings measures over 10 years. Now, Medicare will continue to expand, although the law will slow the projected rate of spending growth. And that's not a cut, which by definition is a reduction in spending. Now, Kaine supported the law, but he never called for a $500 billion cut to Medicare, so we rate the claim false.
Okay, thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia. We have a PolitiFact Virginia visit each Tuesday morning at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition.